Rose City.
What's going on, everybody? Thanks for tuning in to Pogo City Radio. I'm your host, Andrew Bedlam. Got a fun show in store for you. Going to be talking to you about shows going on throughout the Lehigh Valley. Let's get started with the Outsiders. What's going on, everybody? Thanks for tuning in to Pogo City Radio. Andrew flying solo for the morning. Now, on these Sunday morning shows, generally cut back with the chit-chat a little bit and stick right over with the tunes. So let's real quick tell you guys, remind you guys about next Saturdays. It is now next Saturdays. Pogoing in the Park going down August 4th at the North Catasauqua Park, 701 Grove Street, Catasauqua, PA, 18032. You can see for free at this BYO charity benefiting Alex's Lemonade Stand. We have Crazy in the Brains, Blank 77, Despised New Jersey, Angry Youth, South Class Veterans, The Road Sodas, The Ice Cold Killers, Skin Sect, Anti-Citizen, and Death Wish Birdie. All this going down 11:30 a.m. rain or shine, under the pavilions, under the tents, and out in the park next Saturday. Our raffle is going to be off the charts. We got 10 Punky Lad shirts we'll be raffling off. We have autographed 7 inches. We have autographed 12 inches. We have autographed punk rock books, punk rock t-shirts, rarer 12-inch records. We have concert tickets to multiple Dead Boys show. We have concert tickets to the Vibrators. We have tickets to the Yankees. We have tickets to the something else, I want to say, the Undead. So also we have some awesome donations coming in from local businesses and local restaurants like Maxim 22, Setalunas, Main Street Jukebox, Double Decker, Spin Me Round Records, The Cure, Renee D Photography, and a whole bunch more. That's all just dealing with the raffle. We also have I'm Hungry and Bananarama taking care of the food and dessert. And you can catch all this next Saturday, August 4th, at Pogoing in the Park. The band you just heard was The Outsiders, A Number Without a Name. That comes off an album called 4 Bands from New Jersey That Could Change Everything. Let's get to another track on that album by a band called The Jacks with Jack in the Box. That was the Jacks on Pogo City Radio. Let's get with another Jersey band. Now, we recently had the guitar player of this band on here, even though we didn't talk about him all that much. I'm talking about Tim from the Broken Heroes. So why don't you go back to the 200th episode, the 4th of July party, where we had Tim and Renee from Blanks, amongst a bunch of other bands, in the studio hanging out with us, talking about being on the road and just getting really fucking drunk. Gabe from the Oi Scouts and also that band The Outsiders that we played a couple tracks ago, he was here for the last of the 4-hour two-parter show. Go back into the archives, look for the 200th episode, and hear Tim talk about Blanks and the Broken Heroes. Now, I want to get to one off I told you once called Punk Rock Junkies. I'm playing this off of Spotify, right? But all the tracks on this album are mislabeled. I'm pretty sure the actual track, Punk Rock Junkie, is titled Why Must the Good Die Young on this? Let's see if I'm right. Here's a Broken Heroes song on Pogo City Radio. Broken Heroes on Pogo City Radio. Now, yeah, I guessed right. Now, if you look at my computer right now, it says we listen to Why Must the Good Die Young. That's definitely Punk Rock Junkies, everyone. Duh. All right. So we talked about the August 4th next weekend show. We talked about that show. Why don't we talk about a show we got going on, a show we're a part of after that, and I'm talking about September 8th's Dead Boys show in Catasauqua at the Legion. It is the Dead Boys, the Clap, and the Ghost Wolves. The Dead Boy is on tour right now. Now, let me tell you, I saw them. I just noticed my Facebook memories of a year ago talking about a show I went to go see them out at the Bowery last year. I thought they were amazing. I had a blast. Now, everybody who's seen them has been blown away. But there is, you know, a certain group of people that are like, that's not the Dead Boys. And I don't know what the fuck they're talking about. Because, I mean, Waddy's the only original in the Exploited. you know, the Casualties have no originals. How many originals are in the league? How many originals are in the Cockney Rejects? Like, come on, people. We got two founding members of the Dead Boys September 8th, and they sound phenomenal. You better get your ass to the show. You could buy tickets in advance at a cheaper rate from Double Decker in Allentown or from Johnny. And God forbid I ever had one of these flyers closer to me so I could tell you. They're hanging on the wall, but they're very far away, and I can't see the fine print to tell you guys to go to 333 Front Street in Catasauqua at Blondie's Cupcakes to pick up tickets, or you can go to Strain Records in Catasauqua to buy tickets. You can also go in Bethlehem on Easton Avenue, the Compact Disc Center, to buy tickets to the September 8th Dead Boys show for only $20 with the Clap and the Ghost Whisperers. How about we get to the Dead Boys up next, covering a true rock and roll classic in the Rolling Stones, doing their rendition of Tell Me. The Dead Boys covering the Rolling Stones. See, now, on my shelf of little fucking dorky knick-knack bullshit that I have a bunch of Rick and Morty Funko Pops on in the studio, as well as some autographed books by, like, Agnostic Front and GBH and stuff like that, I got one up there, Cheetah Chrome, A Dead Boy's Tale, right? A story from the front lines of punk rock. Now, I read this shit when it came out a couple years ago. I'm not even, like, a reader. Like, I hate reading. But Cheetah Chrome's book was out of this world. And there's, like, a whole chapter on that song, right? See, when they were in the studio doing the We Have Come For Your Children with that last track, Tell Me, comes off of the Rolling Stones cover. When they were in the studio doing that album, the Rolling Stones were actually in the studio right next to them. So, like, one of them was in Studio A of wherever. I don't remember where it was. The other one was in Studio B. I believe it was in New York. It was not New York. I'm not going to say where it was, but I know it wasn't New York. It was somewhere more down south. I don't remember. Sorry. But the Rolling Stones were in the studio right next to them, and they were both in there for, like, you know, like a long period of time trying to record like major albums, and they ended up becoming friends. And Mick Jagger, Keith Richards, Stiv, Cheetah, they all used to go out and hang out and kind of get like a little bit of a party on after they got out of the studio. So then they all became friends, and the Dead Boys always loved the Rolling Stones, so they wanted to make a tribute to them on the second album, had a couple minutes of turn time left, and threw on Tell Me. My favorite part of that song is the end, the last like 20 seconds, when Cheetah Chrome's doing the backing vocals, like, oh, back to me. Fucking awesome. Speaking about the Dead Boys backing vocals, though, right? Young, Loud, and Snotty, the first album, worst thing about that album is the backing vocals. That's Jimmy Zero singing like a 12-year-old girl. Like, I want you to know what love is in the background. It's fucking awful. They all thought it was awful, too. The only reason why it was like that was because the mix wasn't perfect, because that whole album was only supposed to be a demo. Those were supposed to be the raw recordings that the, you know, like the pre-production or whatever the fuck you call it. That's what that was supposed to be. But the studio didn't want to pay any more money for him to re-record it, thought it came out good enough. Dead Boys thought they were going to re-record the album. Never happened. So when they heard Jimmy Zero's vocals, they never bothered pulling him back, and then, you know, the album came out and Jimmy Zero is fucking louder than Stiv singing like an 11-year-old girl in the background. Album is still the best album of all time. It's good that they didn't re-record it because it wouldn't have been the same. It needed to be raw and hard like that. It was great. It could have dealt without Jimmy Zero's backing vocals, but that album, one of my all-time favorites. I mean, you guys know how much I love a band called Blank 77, but I love the Dead Boys damn near as much. I wish I could play the Dead Boys on here more, but I can't. I mean, they really only had those two albums. That's the one thing that's really good about Blanks. Them motherfuckers recorded 80 billion tracks, so got plenty of them shits. And we'll get to them a little bit later in the show. But right now, why don't we get to a song? We'll play one for Gabe, that Sussex County motherfucker. Here's one from Headwound called Bergen County. Some Headwound, Pogo City Radio. Keep the tracks rolling with Rock and Roll Don't Come From New York.
Take you to a picture show. Thank God I'm from a picture show. Teach you how to rock and roll. I was born in the United States of rock and roll. All those facts in New York from different boys got so long. Real rock and roll don't come from New York. They can't dance it. Real rock and roll comes from the heart. Ain't got a chance there.
picture show. Thank God. Punk show, thank God.
See now, while that awesome song,
Riggity, riggity, Rexon!
God damn it. You know what? Here's the next fucking track. It's the Bruisers with Intimidation. Go fuck yourself.
English, motherfucker, do you speak it?
And I may have looked up here.
You see this fear on my face, but I won't run from you. Well, I tried, these are all my friends, and now what are you gonna do? Go ahead, try to push us around, and we'll beat you black and blue. Oh, we don't take any shit, especially from the likes of you, yeah, you. Intimidation is your game where two can also play. For me on in the bad line drawn, and it's you who's gonna pay. You think you're right, you think we're wrong, where time will surely tell. We'll never give in, we'll keep on fighting, gonna shove you back down your well. Intimidation is your game, but the bruiser surely for you to shame. Intimidation is your game, but the bruiser surely for you to shame. Intimidation is your game, but the bruiser surely for you to shame. Intimidation is your game, but the bruiser surely for you to shame. I see.
Fuck you, think you're tough.
You see the spit on my face, but I won't run from you. But I tried, these are all my friends, and now what are you gonna do? Go ahead, try to push us around, and we'll beat you black and blue. Oh, it'll take any shit, especially from the likes of you, yeah, you. Intimidation is your game where two can also play. From me on in, a bad line drawn, and it's you who's gonna pay. Right, you think we're wrong, where time will surely tell. We'll never give in, we'll keep on fighting, gonna shove you back down your well. Intimidation is your game, but the bruiser surely for you to shame. Intimidation is your game, but the bruiser surely for you to shame. Intimidation is your game, but the bruiser surely for you to shame.
That was the Bruisers with Al Barr. Now, you know, that earlier than the Dropkick Murphys. I think the Bruisers came out in like 89 or some shit. I don't fucking know. But fucking love that. That's a lot. I mean, I like a lot. Like, especially the early Dropkick before Al Barr. But I mean, Al Barr would be my favorite singer of Dropkick. But I mean, like, from like the Gauntlet, not like now. But yeah, I don't know. I think Al Barr has a great voice. Love the whole working class thing. You know what I mean? But yeah, that was the Bruisers right there with Intimidation. Let's head out west with clip 45 off Self-Hate Crimes with Empty Days.
Just a promise of another decay. It just a promise.
Clip 45, Empty Days, Pogo City Radio. All right, let's get to some choking victim now. And remember, you can catch SZA Crack August 24th with Crazy and the Brains backing him up, doing Choking Victim and Leftover Crack songs. August 24th in Philly, Creep Records, see you there. And remember, you can catch Crazy and the Brains August 4th at Pogoing in the Park next Saturday.
Today I didn't know. Now let's lay them down low, let's hang them up high, let's take all of these piggies and have them crucified.
Cracker City, are you ready to stop the rotten blue men as a forget us a god? Cracker City, are you ready? Living above the law.
I call Raggedy Boy in the streets of New York, we work above the fucking law. It don't matter the color of your skin, as long as you're not scared of this commit no sin. To me or my tribe, moving up and wide, time to spend like I know. Fucking eyes. Step back and keep your attitude in check. He's a Cracker City, much respect.
Cracker City, are you ready to stop the rotten blue men as a cigar? Cracker City, are you ready? Living above the law.
Don't you know that Satan is the man? So listen very close, cause we got a little plan. We're gonna have to execute some rich important people. Gonna burn another church at the top of all the steeples. See a frown, turn that cross upside down. Grab a gun, baseball bat, and let's go to fucking town.
In the stew, we did drinking pot liquor made of poison blue. Give it up, some of them didn't way up in the high rise castle. To be fishing with no pockets, I licked their asshole. With the beat, we boomed down the big brass door. Give it all.
All right, that was Choking Victim. And like I said, catch SZA Crack August 24th with Crazy and the Brains backing them up. You guys can catch the standard version of Crazy and the Brains August 4th next Saturday at Pogoing in the Park with Blank 77. And let's get the Blanks now.
All aboard!
Let's go.
Blank 77, coming off the first full-length Killer Blanks. Now, Tim joined the band a week before, some shit like that, a week before they put that album out. Talk about some talent right there. Okay, you guys can catch Blanks next weekend with Crazy in the Brains, pogoing in the motherfucking park. How could you have forgotten about it? I talked about it damn near in between every single goddamn song, so I better see you there. It's going to be a motherfucking blast. It's free. You can help sick kids. You can pogo to Blanks. You can dance around to Crazy in the Brains. Say oi, oi, oi with the South Class veterans. Here's Crazy in the Brains coming off their first full length with It's All Right.
I got nothing going on. Got nothing going on. I need something to do. You need something to do. You should know by now that man in the Bugatti, he's a member of the Club Illuminati. They do lots of weird shit, fuck each other's brothers, underneath the same god of each other's covers. I don't care. Yeah, yeah. It's alright. Alright. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh yeah. I'm not making any sense. You like do whatever, baby, cause
all right, that was Crazy and the Brains coming off Let Me Go with It's All Right. You could see them backing up SZA doing Leftover Crack and Choking Victim songs August 24th in Philly. And you can see them as their newest lineup, which has a new electric guitar player. And it's fucking awesome, dude. Man, they're a lot heavier. In that song, like, if you listen to it, like, there's really almost no guitar at all. There's, like, a little bit of, like, a clean guitar or an acoustic guitar. And they play live. There's, like, just distorted guitar, and it is fucking awesome. So you guys won't want to miss that show or Pogoing in the Park, where Crazy in the Brains will be playing. So, yeah, a band that won't be playing at Pogo in the Park because they're playing with Green Jelly. That's the Parasitics, but those rat bastards will be hanging out at our show during the day from what I hear, so come chat it up with them and yell at them for playing that show and committing to it before they commit it to our show. Here's the Parasitics with Alcohol Withdrawal.
Good morning. I have my cold beer. You have your cold beer? If not, you are fucking jabroni.
Night starts off with a couple of beers. Bunch of the boys all yell and cheer. Local band starts to jam. Race to see how many we can slam. Worked all day, now let's drink it away. I said we want it.
Hey, hey, hey. Hey.
Fuck last call, alcohol withdrawal. I said we need it.
Hey, 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 hey.
Worked all night, now let's drink it away. I said we want it.
Hey, hey.
no more beers to be had. That's the only time that we get mad. Bottles, cans, bottles, mugs. Give us booze, fuck your ass. Worked all day, now let's drink it away. You said we want it.
Hey, 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 hey.
Fuck, let's call alcohol withdrawal. I said we need it.
Hey, 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 hey.
Worked all day, now let's drink it away. You said we want it.
Hey, 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 hey.
Fuck, let's call alcohol withdrawal. I said we need it. Drink, 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 drink. Drink, 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 drink. Worked all day, now let's drink it away. You said we want it.
Hey! Hey, hey, hey.
Fuck, let's call alcohol withdrawal. I said we need it.
Hey, 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 hey.
Worked all day, now let's take it away. I said we want it.
Hey, 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 hey.
Fuck, let's call alcohol withdrawal. I said we need it.
All right, that was the Parasitics on Pogo City Radio. You can hear Larry on here all the time, even though him and Janelle haven't been around in a while. But yeah, you can go back into the archives and hear some funny-ass episodes with that motherfucker. Ugh, Jesus fucking Christ, it's too early for this shit. All right, we got... we're helping out with Dale, who got us all those Punky Lad shirts for Pogoing in the Park going down next weekend. Those shirts made in London by Gary Ladd. He has the Vibrators show going on at the Jacksonian. I'm trying to bring it up on my phone because I have some tickets laying around for it, but they're not like right next to me and I can't think of what date it is. It is September 28th, the Vibrators at the Jacksonian with the Droogettes. Gonna be a blast. We'll be there, and we're real happy to be a part of the show. So see you guys in Nazareth, I believe Sunday it is, September 28th, with the Droogettes, fucking Vibrators. Now, we're going to get to a Chris Spedding Vibrators song right here, probably close out with it. Been fun. Thanks for listening to me stumble over my words since I no longer know how to talk, apparently.
English, motherfucker! Do you speak it?
And, so let's get out of here with the Vibrators. Chris Spedding, Pogo Dancing on Pogo City Radio.
Hey, this is your chance to do the pogo dance. To get your both feet off of the ground. What goes up must come down. Pogo Dancing. She's up there still. Pogo dancing. Pain to see she's having fun.
catch you on the way down.
Yeah.